Hello, my name is Michelle, and I'm your Adobe Youth Voices podcast host for this episode of CMYK, short for Changing Making Youth Culture. Heavy. And today we have designers, and their names are Vanessa and Eric. Let's give them a warm welcome.
Hey guys, I'm Eric. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hi everyone, thanks for having me on the show.
It's awesome to have you guys here. Alright, so today we will be discussing the problems about racism and inequality. What are your guys' concerns about this issue?
I am concerned with the inequality towards colored people. Did you know, in New York City, 80% of stops made by police were made on blacks and Latinos, and 85% of these people were frisked compared to 8% of white people?
Yeah, it's sad to see that there is still so much racism in this world, which is what our buttons are trying to fight against. We want to stop the hate, spread the love, so we made that our tagline for our button.
Wow, seems like the majority of blacks and Latinos have been treated unfairly, and that's no good. They don't deserve this. Glad to know you made a project for this issue, and spreading the love and stopping the hate sounds like a wonderful idea.
Yeah, we shouldn't let them be treated like this, and that's why we should try our best to restore equality by sporting our new fins with our very own equality logos.
I agree. Everyone deserves to be treated equally, which is why we use our buttons to communicate this message throughout the world.
Of course, nobody wants to be hurt just because of their background, and no one should be. So what's your guys' design like, and how does it communicate to your concern?
Yeah, I finished my design. It communicates our concern by using our motto and a nice color scheme that expresses equality. I also incorporated the sans serif font Futura.
Similar to mine, I included patterns and shapes along with our tagline, Stop the Hate, Spread the Love, expressing to not mistreat people based on their backgrounds.
That sounds super meaningful, guys. So what other things did you use in your design?
We use the design to express our creative confidence. We also use many of our principles of design like contrast, repetition, and alignment.
We also use white space, lines, and typefaces such as sans serifs, serifs, and script.
Whoa, you guys seem to use a variety of elements in your buttons, which I find very creative and mindful. It shows your concern for racism and inequality really matters. Cool. Well, let's thank Eric and Vanessa for being wonderful co-hosts and for you guys as a wonderful audience. And thanks for listening to CMYK. And remember, it stands for Change Making Youth Culture, a podcast of Adobe Youth Voices. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, AYV with us, and hashtag CMYK.